The National Animal Identification System is meant to isolate any sick animals that could spread diseases that would infect other animals or people. The proposed system would have required farmers to get a federal ID number and a biochip for each animal before they leave the farm. After hearing testimony from 15 different cities across the U.S., Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and the USDA has since changed its tune. It's now proposing a system that would require the registration of only animals that are crossing state lines. Bill Bruins is the president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. He says he likes that change. He says it's pretty easy to track down a diseased animal within its state.
Where things really get mucked up is when these animals move across state lines and go on other farms before they end up being slaughtered.
John Peck is the executive director of Family Farm Defenders in Wisconsin. He says it's about time the USDA backed off. He says he knows a lot of farmers who don't comply with the so far voluntary program anyway.
I'm glad they saw the light at USDA. I mean, we've been telling them, if you need to cut some budget program in ag, here's one to cut.
Wisconsin has a mandatory premises registration requirement where each livestock facility must be registered to the state, not every animal. Steve Rison, Wisconsin Public Radio.